Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we are going to get started. All right? First of all, I'd like to thank you guys for calling in. Shows a lot, you guys calling. I know I say this every week, but it shows a lot for the people who call in. You're taking the time out on us to develop your minds. So you understand the difference in sports is the mental aspect, what you do with your mind and how you handle the pressure. So that's huge that you guys are calling in. Now, also, I just want to give you a quick heads up. I'm going to be changing the day of the call and most likely the time to make it a little bit earlier, possibly, most likely during the week, maybe a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. That way, more of you guys can get on the call, all right? So, I know it's kind of tough. But what I want to talk to you guys tonight about is, I don't know if you guys know, but I just came back from a cruise last week. I was on a cruise to Bermuda with my wife, and it was absolutely amazing. It was so, and quite honestly, it was the best time of my life. Now, while I was on the time to do visualization myself, I had a lot of time to pretty much recover. And that's one of the topics I want to talk to you guys tonight about, is recovery, all right? That's what the purpose of this call basically is to do, is to give you guys different topics to understand so that'll help you develop your mind, all right? It'll open the new doors, you know, to your mind, the different ways to think that you can help. That can help you not only in sports, but more importantly with your life. All right. So the thing with recovery, all right, that's tremendous, is that most people go hard when they're practicing. Now, you know, Julian and Joe, I know you guys are online, and I see you guys busting your butts all the time, and you're trying to get better on the physical aspect. Now, that's tremendous. There's nothing a coach or, you know, a trainer likes more than to see a guy sweating and pushing past where they thought they could be so they can get where they want to go. So it's unbelievable, you know, when you see that from a physical aspect, okay? Now, working hard is important, but what's really more important, actually, you don't realize it, than working as hard physically is the recovery, all right? Recovery is what I went through on my vacation. I've been pushing and pushing and pushing physically, helping you guys, you know, as much as I can physically and mentally. But you need to rest your body. You need to have that relaxation, so to speak, all right? And what you need to understand is that you have to work hard, but you have to recover equally as hard. You know, when you have, I guess, you know, when we're working out physically, you get discomfort, all right? Discomfort is what you get when, you know, you're pushing past your level that you're accustomed to, so to speak, your comfort zone, where you know you can do this many drills this many times, but you get to the point where it gets a little bit uncomfortable. Now, that's discomfort. What that's saying to you is that you need to pretty much pay attention to what's going on. So discomfort is calling to your mind to pay attention. Now, pain, that's telling you to stop. You have an actual pain as opposed to discomfort, that's when you need to stop. And a lot of people, you know, use the expression, no pain, no gain. Get that out of your head. That's not the right thing. The best way to say that is, no discomfort, no gain. Not no pain. When you get pain, you need to stop. Pain is the trigger to your mind. Stop what we're doing, I'm hurting. All right, so that's what you have to understand about that. Now, relaxation and recovery is pretty much an amazing thing because, you know, I don't know guys know about fitness and working out your body, but when you're working out and you're using weights and you're lifting and trying to get stronger, you can lift as long as you want, as much as you want. But you know what happens is that when you're working the muscle out, you're actually in the gym and pressing the weight and moving the weight or whatever you're doing, even when you're working on your drills with your crossovers, you know, and the plants and all types of things, you actually don't grow, you actually don't get better per se when you're actually doing the drill, or when you're doing the exercise. Your muscles develop and they grow and they develop when you're actually in recovery. When you're not working out is when your muscle grows. When you're working on your quickness and you're stopping and you're going, you're actually developing those muscles while you're working them, but they're actually improving while you're resting them. Rest and relaxation is so important, but a lot of people don't take the time to do it. You know, you guys know Kyle Macaroni, you guys are starting to know Dami and Julian and all the guys. They work just as hard on their recovery and rest as they do their physical skills. Now, why is that? Because they understand the power of recovering. Like Kyle just went through the whole summer. He played great basketball with the LA Clippers in the summer league. He averaged, I think, 7 points. He had a bunch of great passes to Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin kicked a pass out to him to seal the game in one of the games he played in. He played the whole fourth quarter in one of the games that they won. Blake Griffin kicked it out to him. He hit a three to seal the game. Now, Kyle has taken a few weeks off now, not weeks, but weekends, so to speak, to recover, to get back into the mode, because you have to give your batteries a chance to recharge, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, if you ever use a rechargeable battery, what happens is when the battery gets all the way drained, what has to happen? You're not able to use it anymore. You have to plug it in, and you have to wait a certain period of time before they're back at full charge. Your brain, your mind, your body, same thing. You need to recharge, all right? Now, what you do when you're relaxing, and also, you know, when you're pumped up and you're moving and you're going, what happens is your heart rate jumps, right? Your blood pressure jumps. Your muscles are more tense. And these are all things that coincide with you busting your butt and working as hard as you can. But what happens is, when you're relaxed, okay, you're lowering your heart rate, okay? You're lowering your blood pressure. The muscle tension is not going to be there. You're allowing your body to get back to its natural relaxation state so your body can heal itself. Your body is designed to heal itself. So when you're actually working hard and you're pushing, you have that discomfort, your body is actually breaking down, which is a good thing because when you rest, it builds it back up and it builds it back even stronger. Now, a lot of people use different things, what they call our vehicles, okay, for relaxation. Okay, some people use video games. Some people use other sports. Like, you'll see a lot of professional baseball players, basketball players, football players. What's one of their favorite sports? Golf. Why? Because it takes their mind completely away from what their sport is. That's a way of relaxing. That's a way of recovering. Some people watch movies. Some people go to the beaches. Some people work out. You know, in pools and things of that nature. Some people listen to music. Some people play instruments. Bernie Williams was a great baseball player for the Yankees for so many years. Now he's got CDs out playing jazz music. He plays the guitar, I believe it is. Unbelievable. People have different hobbies, trains, painting, whatever it is. These are the things that you need to use to recover and to get your body back into a state of recharge. Then, when you go out next time, you can work even harder, and you're going to continue to grow. But then it's a constant process of growing, pushing hard, recovering hard. Pushing hard, recovering hard. And once you develop a system like that, you're going to see gains like you cannot possibly imagine, not only in your physical game, but in your mental game as well. You have to give your mind a chance to recharge. You know, that was one of my biggest things, and I didn't realize the impact that this vacation I had on me. Because I wasn't recovering. I was just going, trying to find new ways to do things, different ways to approach the speaking with you guys and training and different drills and developing drills. And what I didn't understand, not that I didn't understand it, but when you do something for yourself, it kind of makes more of an impact on you, and you kind of look at it from the outside. And I looked at my life pretty much from the outside. There was one night where I couldn't sleep. I was up at 3:30 in the morning, and I just walked out on the boat, and we were somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, and we were going down to Bermuda. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm up on the front of the boat, like in Titanic, looking out, looking up at the moon, and looking at the clouds go by, and the moon, and the stars, and it was just so relaxing. I was thinking in my mind, you know, what could I do to better my life? How can I approach it? And I wasn't looking at it from a stress standpoint. I was looking at it as my recovery time, thinking about life and just visualizing how I wanted life to be. That's fine also. You can visualize as part of your recovery, but you got to put it in a state of relaxation, right? Now, big thing, okay, as I get off the topic of recovery now, right, that, I want you guys to really understand the power of that because, like I said, it had an impact on me the last week, and it really, if you understand it and you really utilize it, it can make the biggest difference in your physical game and your mental game. Now, the other topic I want to talk to you guys about tonight is emotions. Everything in life is an emotion. That is, without question, no one can say, oh, I believe that's true. That's just the way it is. It's not something I made up. It's not my opinion. It's a fact. Everything in life has to do with emotions. You want to get better in basketball. Why? What's the reason you want to get better in basketball? Well, it's not so you can... I mean, yeah, it can make you a lot of money, right? Or it can give you a sense of pride, right? Well, what is pride? Okay? Pride is an emotion, right? When you make a lot of money, what do you feel? A lot of people feel security, right? What's security? It's an emotion, something you brought into your body. So life, regardless of what person it is, no matter who it is, life is emotions. Okay? And sports is the same thing. Sports is a constant emotion. There's ups and downs. Sports, I'll tell you, if they can make a roller coaster based on the emotion of sports, I can promise you it would be the most amazing roller coaster that you could ever imagine. Why? Because it would have ups. It would have downs. It would have huge upside. It would have twists. It would have turns. It would have loops. It would have everything. Why? Because emotion in sports, there's no steady way or no steady emotion, say, in sports. It's not like you can just have a happy or excited or motivated. It doesn't happen. You have, whenever you interact with other people, there's always, always without a doubt, change in emotions, because not everyone's going to agree with you, okay? I heard a great quote, I think it was Nelson Mandela, I'm not positive on this, but I actually have it as my screensaver on my iPod, and it says, I quote, I'll tell you right now, it says, first what they do is they ignore you. Whenever you have an idea, or you have motivation, okay, and you tell people about it, it says, first, they'll ignore you. Then, they'll laugh at you. Then they'll fight you, and then you win. And all that same, think about all the emotions, okay? They ignored you. Oh, why are they ignoring me? You feel a little insignificant, a little like, whoa, why are they ignoring me? Then they're laughing at you. But then you feel some sort of embarrassment, like, oh my God, why are they laughing at me? Then they fight you. Now you're angry. Now you want to fight back. You want to defend. You have a defense, you know, stance now. You want to go back and fight with them. And then you win. And then you have the exhilaration, the excitement, the happiness. So you just went through four different emotions on what you're doing. So if you're going to try out for your teams and you're going forward, you're moving forward, you're going to have a whole plethora of emotions. So you just have to understand that life is emotions, especially in sports. Now, when I ask a question to most people, they'll tell me no. And I know you guys probably aren't going to answer, or if you want to answer, you're not on mute, you feel more than welcome to. But do you think you can control your emotions? That's the question. Do you think you can control your emotions? Now, most people say, no, I can't. Okay? Now, another question for you. What is the one and only thing that precedes every single emotion that you ever have? There's one thing that precedes every emotion you have. You know what that is? It's a thought. Okay? What you think, what's in your head, controls your emotion. Because what you're focusing on is now going to affect the way you act and the way you feel. It's just the way it is. Right now, if I tell you to look down and think about one of the saddest times in your life, your shoulders will drop, your head will go down, maybe you start crying. It's all interconnected. So the way that the things you're putting into your mind is going to affect your emotions. That's just the way it is. So thoughts precede emotions, okay? Now, I ask you another question. Do you think you can control your thoughts? Again, a lot of people say no. Well, again, I'm going to tell you, yes, you can. Have you ever sat there shooting, just playing around, doing the, 3 seconds left, 2, 1, he shoots, game over, and you envision everybody running to you, and you just won the championship for the double NCAA, and everyone, they got you on your shoulders? Of course you have. Everyone who's ever played any sport has had dreams like that, or hitting the home run at the bottom of the ninth in the World Series, throwing the touchdown pass like Eli Manning did to Plaxico Burress years ago, you know, and Roethlisberger did to San Antonio Holmes last year with the clock winding down. We've all done it, okay? Do you ever think about anything? If I tell you right now, think of your favorite person in the world, Think of the person that you love the most in your world. Think about how much you love them. Think about why you love them. All these thoughts you can put into your mind. Okay? If I tell you, think about NBA look basketball and describe it in your mind what it looks like. Envision that basketball bouncing. Envision Michael Jordan bouncing that basketball. Can you do that? Of course you can. So the point I'm making is that if you can control your thought, if you can control the thoughts that go into your head, and the thoughts precede your emotions, in essence, you control your emotions based on what you put in your head. Now, is it that simple? Absolutely not. Will it happen if you don't practice it? Absolutely not. Okay, it's the same thing as the physical as it is with the mental. You have to put in the time to develop your mind. You have to do it if you want to become an elite athlete or an elite person, an elite businessman, an elite school teacher, an elite CEO. You have to develop a mental toughness in your life. So what I'm saying, guys, is all the topics that I talk about on a consistent basis with these calls, okay, they're all geared towards developing certain aspects of your mind, how you use your mind, what you're doing. So you got to understand something. Like when I'm talking about determination, and I'm talking about recovery, and I'm talking about self-esteem, these are all things that start with thoughts, okay? For you to be able to develop your self-esteem and say good things about yourself, the thoughts of you being good have to be in your mind first. So in essence, understanding, how to develop and how to create positive thoughts to create positive feelings is actually the beginning of everything else. Okay, once you understand that you can control your mind, and for me, that was a breakthrough back in 1995, 1996 it was, I believe, where I started to understand how to control your brain and how to control what goes into your brain and how to control your feelings. Once I saw that, then it was nothing but a looking up. Because you, when you look up, you're not able to see the obstacles behind you. They say that the only way you see obstacles is when you take your eyes off the goal. And when you think about it, it's the truth. I heard another quote. I'm going to try to remember exactly what it was. It says, most people see difficulty as an opportunity. So if someone presents you an opportunity, say for you to go play for Division I, right? And that's your opportunity. Most of people will look at and find the bad, find the negativity of like, oh, why I can't make it, or I can't afford that school, or I won't have the grades, or I won't play much. They'll look at all the faults, okay, all the difficulties in the opportunity. Whereas people who are believers and who are dreamers, who want more out of life, willing to put forth the effort to get it, they see an opportunity in every difficulty. And when you just switch that a little bit, changes the whole way you look at everything, okay? Because now you're looking at everything that comes into your life because you're not able to control anything that comes into your life. They say 10% of life is what happens to you, and 90% is how you onto it. You don't have control over things. You don't have control over other people. They're going to yell at you. They're going to curse at you, based on your race, religion, your color, your ethnicity, whatever it is. You're going to get people who are just cruel, who are going to go after you, and who are going to, go after you for whatever reason. They're jealous. They're envious. They think they're better than you. And that's where controlling your thoughts comes into play. Because when you're buying someone's opinion, you're buying their lifestyle. Okay? When you're listening to someone else, and you're taking to heart what they're saying, if it's something negative, you're in essence as that person's opinion of you is more important than your own opinion of yourself, which is crazy. I'm going to have a topic in the next week or so. It's going to be on insanity. And insanity, to me, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I think it was Albert Einstein who said that. But it's really, honestly, the truth is when you do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, that's like imagine you're shooting the basketball certain way, with your elbow on a 90-degree angle straight up, you're just shooting sideways with that ball. Doesn't matter how many times you do that. it's not going to go in properly. It's not the proper way to shoot the ball. So if you continue to practice that way, and expecting your shot to go in, that's insanity. It's insanity. Brown said a quote years ago, he said, and it was great. He said, some people say it's insane to live with a dream. You have to understand, it's not insane to live with a dream, because it's madness to live without one. So when you have something forward towards and you're going after something, you don't want anything to stop you. That's where you got to remember, it's what you're putting into your mind. The old computer expression, garbage in, garbage out, that goes into controlling your thoughts and controlling your mind. Because whatever you're putting in is going to eventually come out. So guys, you know, I'm going to end the call now. I really appreciate you guys getting on the call tonight. And you got to understand something. The things I talk about, you have to understand that if you really, you can listen to everything I say. But if you don't take action on it, it's pointless. You know, if you're just sitting there, or you're not paying attention to what I'm saying, or, you know, I always say get a pen and pad and paper, take some notes. Why? Because if you're just sitting passively and just, oh, God, I'm listening to the call, but not really paying attention, it's not going to do anything for you. Just don't even bother calling in. Because the people who are serious, people who want to go after life, and they're going after these things as best as they possibly can. And they're trying to take what they have, you know, take the invisible and make it visible, so to speak. All right, so like I said, I'm going to be changing day and time of the call. I have all you guys' emails. If I don't, just email me at Anthony M, as in Matthew Drago, Drago. Okay, my cell number again is 917-627-8857. And I will keep you posted this week. So most likely, not this week coming up, but the following week. It's probably going to be most likely on a Wednesday, I believe. But I just have to check my schedule because I have some other things going on. That's why I'm going to have to change the day. So, that being said, anybody have any questions, comments at all?
No.
All right, guys. Well, listen, great week. All right? And remember, utilize these things, keep them in your mind, and take action on them, right? Have a great night, guys.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.